News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on as usual. You're on the 24/7 365 news cycle. And enjoy the ride, especially the next 3 hours. We've got quite a ride for you, starting off with the notation that at less than 1,000 miles away, there is a mob, sometimes referred to as a mob that's gone mobile. Yeah. The truth is coming out about the mob. This is an invasion force, of course, and this is what we've been saying all along. Here comes the invasion, and they're not stopping. That seems to be never in our nation's history have we had such an invasion and such a challenge to our national identity, our borders, right? Never have we ever. I mean, it's never happened like this before. Well, I mean, impending armies. The only time, I guess, would be oneth by sea and tooth by land was the last time we experienced this thing, under the king, of course. I find it very appropriate that the last time this really did happen was during the Revolutionary War. Well, I guess the 1812, War of 1812, but it was all kind of one and the same. There were invading armies with muskets. Now we have invading armies of men, mostly 35 and under, that are moving across the border. For what reason? Now, it's kind of interesting that the debate that's been had by many in the press, because the president has rightly called it that there's MS-13 involved. I'm shocked to find that going on. Shocked. Of course, those of you that are listeners know that we've been pleading this case for years. It's amazing to listen to some of these really, 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 really naive East Coast media types question and quiz the president on whether or not it's true that these individuals, these people, are on board inside this caravan. Of course, the absurdity of even answering that on his part, or even to have to clarify right now that this is the fact. The case is almost like child's play, in my opinion. It's childish. Seventh grade mentality. Oh, we can't do that. We can't say that. Well, yes, we can, and this has been going on for quite some time. There's even reports, as we know, of just at least 100 that the Guatemalans arrested. That's one printed report out there. I don't know which one printed it. We have it up on our website, of 100 ISIS members being arrested. There's more. We've known about the training camps down there for years. We've been talking about this for years. Since 2006, the Iranians have been flying in men every single day. The plane deadheads back to Tehran, to Caracas, Venezuela. It's been going on for years. Yeah, no wonder there's only men. And there's a few women and children, but the problem is, of course, they're using the women and children as shields. Classic invasion style. This is it's right out of the book of, right out of the Quran to invade like this. So is it a surprise that we're shocked that this is happening? No. Of course this is happening. And by the way, the numbers are swelling from what we understand. Our people are telling us that it could be upwards of 20,000 people headed this way. And quite frankly, I haven't gone through the morning paper here in the last 30 minutes to see what the real stats are from some of my other sources. But that was the number that we had about 2 hours ago. So this number will, as the, of course, day goes on, we'll start to see... what is going on with the numbers that we've got. Now, a couple of other things. If you did not check it out, that there was a huge rally last night in Texas for the president, and it came out with for Ted Cruz. It was really a great rally. I watched and listened to most of it. I really, really enjoy these rallies. I think it's real Americana to see this thing going on. And I to see a president so well received, of course, is the other thing. We have not had this sort of thing since Reagan days. And really, it's truly true. Of course, then you had the George Bush the senior, who was playing for the other team, as we now know. You know, and playing on that team is Bill Clinton, and of course the other member was George the Younger. Isn't it odd that we'd have a father-son connection like we did? And then, of course, to top off everything, or the cherry on top, we didn't get Hillary Clinton, but we did get Barack Hussein Obama, and we almost got Hillary Clinton. Could you imagine that? I mean, it would have taken that long to totally overthrow us as a country, and right now we're in doubt in many things because we have such a deep state. The plan has been to overthrow this country, and right now we've got an invasion force coming from the south. So far, it's around 14,000. The number that we got was 14,000 earlier than 20,000. So, how many is it? My estimate, I think, is going to be true by the time we get to the border. To influence the election, which could be within days, because, you know, they do take buses. Buses are being supplied, transportation being supplied by somebody. Gee, is George Soros that person? We don't know. We've been hearing that some of the nonprofits, Pueblo Sin Frontera, again, see, they're the one main organizing group, and their name has been coming up. We've been kind of throwing it out there. Nobody from Pueblo Sin Frontera will call Agenda 21 Radio back for an interview. Gee, I wonder why. We've been, and behind the scenes, we've been, again, trying to get in touch with him, but suddenly there's no answer, or it slips me off to something else, to an answer machine, and then, of course, their Facebook pages, they've really learned it, because we got our chief intelligence sources were referring us to Facebook pages of people that were posting things up through Pueblo Sin Frontera in the first go-around, you may remember in the April-May business. When they tried this before, that was really, I think, the big beta test before today. Before what's happening now, they test the system. They test us. They test us at the border, and this is, of course, the real deal now. This is the real in-your-face invasion. However, what about the not so in-your-face invasion that's been going on? And we've been checking out McAllen, Texas, Hidalgo entry. And in that area, just in the last week, is 12,000 people have come on board. They've captured 12,000. That's a staggering number. The invasion is on. It is on. And what are we going to do about it, I guess, is the next best thing. 13 days until the race. Well, it's going to be 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. Houston smashes early voting record. Trump stumps for Cruz. That was the big thing last night. And, man, was it crowded. But I want to get back to that point. We made some comparisons between Elko, Nevada, where Trump spoke the day before, in Elko, Nevada, and Joe Biden, he spoke in Las Vegas at around the same time. And it's kind of interesting. Here you have Joe Biden and Trump in the same market, Nevada. And in Elko, small place. Elko is a wonderful town. I've been in Elko many, many times. But they had 7,000 at a rally and about another 5,000 or 7,000 outside. Well, that's big for that town. That is a big, big rally. Anyway, and how many did Joe Biden have? 157. Yeah, these are the anecdotal things that you look for as to whether or not there's going to be a blue wave or red wave in any state when you start to hear things like this. Does that make sense? And last night, they had over 100,000 requests for tickets in Texas. Isn't that interesting? Obama had a big rally. He compared Trump to a tin pot dictatorship. Really? Don't you remember that famous saying? We play it on the radio here. I'm not a dictator. I'm the president. The president had to clarify himself as to what he really was. A dictator or a tin pot. Well, a tin pot dictator. Or the president. He had to think about it. That was Obama about 5 years ago. My vote? Dictator. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
the dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Kind of an interesting little picture from...
Oh, it's InfoWars.
InfoWars is back. Yeah, InfoWars reports. Second angle of Obama shows he has a minuscule crowd. Aw, poor baby. Comparison photos of and images from Trump's rally in Houston and Barack Obama's event in Nevada last night. We have the story up there. We have the link on the story on the website on newcaliforniastate.com. No, not that one. We can't put anything political. Oh, no, that's just bad. Can't do that. We have it up on – we had the link, actually, to this, and we'll put the picture up. I can't resist this. This has got to go front page on Agenda 21 Radio. So A21R.com is the website. It says, comparison video of images from Trump's rally in Houston and Barack – Obama's event in Nevada last night emphasized how the numbers at the Trump event dwarf those who attended Obama's campaign stop. Viewing the first video of the Obama event, one could be forgiven for thinking that he attracted decent numbers. Wow. I mean, this is amazing, Quince. Listen, he shows up to Orange County several weeks ago, and there was like nine people who would stand up on stage that are candidates down there in Orange County. And that's a sloppy mess down there. The communists from Chapman University are trying to run things in many of the races down there. And they've got at least two candidates, maybe three, that are running. One for assembly, I think. No, House of Representatives. And then the other one, actually a couple for House of Representatives, and then one for city council down there in the city of Orange. And they're just flat-out, straight-up communist. I mean, it doesn't get any more than that. And unfortunately for Chapman University, they turned communist on everybody. I went there. Gee whiz. Anyway, it says, viewing the first video of the Obama event, one could communicate. So this is word for word. Former President Obama campaigns in Nevada. And this is all brought to you by C-SPAN. I'm wondering who's carrying them. C-SPAN. Okay, so we got the C-SPAN thing. It says, however, second angle, so it shows a lot of people behind him, kids mostly, high school or junior and college kids. And that's really what this is. I mean, that's sad. Kind of puts them in the, quote, minority. However, second angle from behind the former president shows the true, the true numbers. Like... I would say in the hall, with the people in front and in the back, stretching it to 1,000 maybe. I'll give them 1,500 at this meeting. I used to have to judge large groups and sizes and monitor and manage them. I'm kind of like I kind of know my numbers. But looking at the Trump rally, of course, last night it was 50,000. Hello. And they had 100,000 requests for tickets. That's saying something. the article goes on and says, it's more like a blue puddle, ? Anyway, this angle doesn't seem to be playing on TV. I wonder why, remarked Rosie Memos. There's almost no one there, commented conservative Treehouse blog. It's the Obama Potemkin Village again, only this time in Nevada. Yeah. They're just great. The left, for those of you that the Potemkin Village concept, this is something that's big on the left. The communists, big time, are masters of this deception, the Potemkin Village. Potemkin used to be, I think, a czar or something like that in Russia. And he used to fool all of his clients, all of the people that he was trying to sell products to, and by creating what were known as Potemkin villages along the riverside. And I think it was a Danube, if I'm not mistaken. This is just go with the story, but because I might have some of the details wrong. But anyway, what he would do is he'd set up these mock villages, almost like studio sets. I mean, have you ever seen a studio set? There's walls that go up, there's facades that go up, but there's nothing behind the facade. And where they really pulled this off big time was in East Germany around the Berlin Wall. And I actually went there. I saw the Potemkin village there at right around Checkpoint Charlie and all that stuff. It was amazing because they went to great detail to put these facades up around bombed out buildings. So when cameras would show up and get the camera angle that, you know, on the western side, at least on the American sector, the cameras used to show up in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and then 90s, and they would see these buildings that looked like they were all rebuilt buildings, and they looked great. Well, they were facades, because there was no there. I mean, this is where this term really comes in. There was no building behind it. It was still bombed out rubble. I'm serious. I walked into those things. I walked through the facade doors in 1992 and stood there, and you bombed out buildings. Behind that's just really what it was. So this is but Potemkin used to build whole villages, and then when he wanted to impress people coming down the river that wanted to do business with him or whatever, he would fill those villages up with people. And so for an hour or two that they would sail by, and they'd see villagers out there, they'd see cattle out there, they'd see all kinds of things. Then when the guy floated back, guess what? People just went home. Potemkin Village. Does that sound anything remotely like what's happening right down there with Pueblo Sin Frontera and those folks that are bringing all these people across the border? Because it is. It's the same thing. They get everybody out in a big crowd and they march them through various areas. They got about, I don't know, but they are picking up people. But here's the deal. How come they're moving so quickly? That's the stunning thing. They're moving with a light speed, these walkers. They're not walking. They're walking, they get pulled out of buses, and then they mass up in certain places where there's good camera angles, where you can see thousands of people. And then they put them back in buses and move along, because they're moving quickly. I don't know about you, but if you walk 25, I mean, think about that. 1,000 miles is how far they're supposed to be away. Not too sure that's true, but that's the word that we're hearing now. But, you know, if you take the beast and you take... By the way, Mexico is just allowing them to come across. This is the deception of Mexico, of course. They really believe in themselves is that this invasion and the invasion will lead to the destruction of the United States of America. They think they have so many people that are embedded already that they can create havoc. So they're going for it. They do not want Donald Trump to go another 2 years. I mean this. And, you know, the big question that everybody's asking and should be asking, and we asked the question the last time, even though they waited till, you might want to remember this, when we knew that with Pueblo Sin Frontera, we had these people, there wasn't too much comment from the left. There wasn't much at all. And of course, where are the Democrats today? They're not out there, you know, supporting these people. They're not saying anything. They're being silent, right? Because they're complicit, in my opinion. And clearly they are. Is Jerry Brown complicit in all this behavior? Absolutely. Come on, what about these driver's licenses that have been? It's an enticement. It's an inducement. This is what they've been doing. Especially here in California. And by the way, in the news reports and the comments that I've been seeing and hearing and my people on the ground down there, they say these people are coming to California. It's either going to be that McAllen station or California, Tijuana in particular. So they're going to be funneled in different directions, and there's going to be an opportunity for something to be done there by the U.S. government. And there will be something that's done by the U.S. government. Bank on it. Something's happening right now. Because we are not going to allow our borders to be overrun by military-aged men. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Look at what they're saying they're going to do if you send them back to do more. Here's just one simple fact. This is a fact. This is not, I'm just Unlike some, I actually try to state facts. I believe in facts. All right?
His facts.
I believe in a fact-based reality and a fact-based politics.
Really?
I don't believe in just making stuff up.
Really?
I think you should, like, actually say to people what's true.
Oh, cool.
So, here's what's true.
Not much.
They handed out $1.5 trillion in tax cuts aimed at billionaires and corporations. You know what? It was not done for you. $1.5 trillion. They didn't even pretend to pay for it. Deficits shot up. When I was president, wow. I was trying to fund early childhood education.
Oh, here we go.
Or trying to fund infrastructure. They
good
would say,
no,
we can't do that. Deficits are too high. It's an existential crisis. Then suddenly, when it comes to giving a $1.5 trillion for folks who are already sitting pretty, don't need it, weren't even asking for it, suddenly deficits are no problem.
Okay, we've had enough of that, haven't we?
I mean, really.
But listen, Blue Puddle, there's no one here. And then, of course, you juxtaposition that with what? You juxtaposition that with what's going on with Trump. I mean, he's ubiquitous. The Blue Puddle has risen. The Blue Puddle has risen. Is it blue or yellow? I mean, that begs the... Doesn't that beg the question, is it blue or is it yellow? Polls. What do you think about the... This is a poll from... this is a poll that was done on InfoWars. Came out of InfoWars here. Polls. It says, what do you think will be the outcome of the midterms? GOP red wave, both chambers, 88%. 35,000 voters. Dems take the House, hold the Senate, 7%. Dem blue wave, both chambers, 3%. GOP holds House. Dems take Senate, 2%. Okay, well, I think that's generous for the Dems on this. I think they're being overly generous. But the bottom line is there is no blue wave. Let's put that bad boy. And even it's 2 weeks out. Even some of your mainstream media folks are saying that. They're giving up the Senate. I mean, that was the discussion I was hearing on over the weekend and then yesterday quite a bit. I'm drinking coffee. Come on. I'm pumping you up right now. So we got this whole thing going on here. And it's going to be awesome. I mean, this whole campaign is turning out to be exactly as we thought. And, of course, California is going to play a major role. A major role is going to be played out here in California. Don't you think that it is not? It is. We're seeing the numbers. Listen, this stuff here, this poll that I just read to you by, and by the way, we're now 13 days away. This poll is exactly as we've been seeing in California. I'm clearly informal, but we've had over 10,000 since January, 10,000 phone calls to our phone bank and everything here at newcaliforniastate.com. And this is what it reflects. We know this. We know in California, we know this. There's 98% support for New California. When people understand, when they read about it, they go, wow. I mean, and I judge that from the phone calls, the emails, the texts, and everything else that we get about New California. So now, having said that, we're getting support from Dems as well. We got a lot of people from San Francisco County wanting on, but there's not going to happen, of course. But, you know, and I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, our brethren over there, they're tired of the feces. They're tired of the socialist feces. I know, is socialist feces any better than capitalist feces? I would suspect yes.
One variety is very runny. The other one's not. I mean, I almost went down too far. I'm sorry. I don't want to get too basal. But these guys who poop against the walls in San Francisco, it's runny stuff. It's runny. It's terrible. This is. But that's the way they live this way, guys. This is how they live. It's what socialism gives you. It's what communism gives you. Because communism is not far along, not far away when you start taking a look at these kind of things. Now, is it? I'll tell you, this is really very stunning. This number. If you even, I mean, just, it's gone. It's over for Obama, for his ilk. It's done. We proclaimed him. It's, that movement is dead. The blue puddle is here. I call it the blue drops. Big question. There's another question about this caravan. There is a hurricane. Willa closes in on Mexico's coast. That's around there. And people are telling me that this is not going to affect the caravan. I find that kind of a little bit difficult to believe, actually. Giving the absolute proximity. Seems to me that could, in fact, impact our little group down there. the 10,000, the 12,000, 20,000, however many that do show up. Here we go in California, it looks like. Vandals throw giant boulder through McCarthy office window. Okay, there you go. It says, where was this at? You know, is the big question. Where was this at? Was it in Washington or was it in California? Oh, McCarthy, whose local office is in Bakersfield, California, posted his photos of the suspects and some of the damage. Two young men were caught in surveillance outside of the office, which had its windows smashed by a large boulder. Does anyone know who these people are? Ah, oh, they're white guys. Might want to go check. Let's see. Two people. Oh, God, these guys are so stupid. Pretty clean pictures on who they are. Just the kind of craziness that's going on, you know what I mean? Anyway, stay with us. We'll be back. More fun to be had with the blue drops, the dancing blue drops. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, the crazies are out there. Is it Geraldo Rivera? Or who is the crazies? Now, we're talking about the caravan again. We're switching gears. We're going to be following the caravan as it goes throughout the next 2 hours, of course, and the rest of the day, and then tomorrow, and the next day, until Election Day. Actually, they're probably going to get here in the weekend. It's only a few more days, so the masses are already here. They're coming. They're coming across the border. The uptick in people coming across the border is enormous. The invasion is on. That's really what it is.
News correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera, Fox News, national security strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Geraldo, I know you wrote a great column today, foxnews.com. I want to tell you something that I don't want to have happen. I don't want a confrontation at our southern border, because somebody's going to get hurt or worse at that border if they make it all the way from Mexico in the caravan's building. You and I have agreed, build the wall. It would be good for both sides if it was up now, right now, because they wouldn't be coming. But more importantly, the president already gave the deal you're offering, which is he offered to make the accommodation for Dreamers, and Democrats want to use it as a wedge issue, although now John Podesta's group is saying, well, don't talk about immigration.
I think that it is impossible to talk about the caravan or illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants with 2 weeks to go before this white-hot primary or midterm election coming up. It is absolutely impossible to be rational and measured about it in this context. But I have to just say one quick thing. This is not about MS-13. This is not about Middle Easterners. It's not that simple. This is about the wealthiest
Cannot vouch. Or Jorge Ramos cannot vouch. You don't know one person in that crowd. I would argue that's not going to be the vast majority. But what if there's one or five?
That would be easy. It would be easy to find MS-13 or the Middle Easterners. The problem is that you have these thousands and thousands of people desperate to improve their lot in life, and they're coming to the beacon,
the
great
legally.
Colossus. What are we going to do about them? No, well, I mean, we really have to figure out.
We're not going to let them in, Geraldo. Not this American way. Policy. We have a sovereignty and border issue here. We have laws.
What are you going to shoot them, Sean? What are you going to shoot them?
No,
what
I'm
are
not
going to do with the army.
No, they need to be stopped in Mexico.
Bayonet them?
But what are you going to do? Just let them in and say, come on in? and never vet them? Dr.
This
Gorka.
This is what you have to.
Yeah,
I think
is,
that we
is,
have
this
to.
This is really
calm
beneath
down
you, Geraldo.
For 2 weeks.
Geraldo.
Oh, don't give me that beneath me stuff. Sebastian, don't give me that crap.
Are you going to shoot them?
No, don't you insult me beneath me.
Geraldo, I'm an immigrant, okay? So this is important to me as much as it is to you. But to write an article and then to come on Sean's show and say, what are you going to do and shoot them? That's un-American. We don't say stuff like that because this is not a dictatorship. You cannot make statements.
When you invoke the military, what does the military
Sarah
do?
Sarah Carter, what they've done for hurricane victims, what they do in support of the police whenever there's rioting, it's been done for 200 years, Geraldo. Open a history book.
It's a stunt.
Okay? You
it's
cannot
a stunt
vouch
that every
seven,
president,
Geraldo,
Democrat, and Republican
Carter,
have resorted
if
to
we
Sarah
don't
Carter
stop them.
Has identified MS-13 members. Sarah Carter has identified them in the caravan. The president of Guatemala.
Do you think MS-13 needs a caravan to sneak into this country or the drug dealers?
ISIS members. Geraldo. The president of Guatemala had 100 ISIS members.
We need a measured approach that includes the regional governments. We need reason. We need patience.
And if they're incapable,
we need compassion.
If they're incapable of doing it, we're going to put the safety of Americans in the hands of Mexico, Geraldo? No, never.
You cut off the aid to Honduras, Sebastian. Cut off the aid to Guatemala.
Secure the border.
You worsen the conditions there that exist right now. You create
Nobody has
thousands
a right
and thousands
to come
of
to
more displaced people.
Nobody has a right what to you, come to America, Geraldo.
Nobody has a right to come to America. Nobody.
But no, listen,
look,
they
Geraldo,
come
you right
cannot
the jobs
let 18,000 unverified people in this country rush our borders and do nothing. That is insanity. That is a violation of all rule of law and
when
all
you,
American sovereignty.
When
that
you
would
compare
be dangerous.
The fiery rhetoric.
We well, know. You know, fiery rhetoric, Geraldo. This is the East Coast mentality about what goes on. You know, we in California have been long suffering the problems at the border, just like all the other border states. And, you know, I just the opinion of people like Geraldo really go a long ways to denigrate, I think, America. I really do. And, you know, he's out of touch. He's totally out of touch, especially on the issue. He's trying to argue, I think, maybe play the attorney on the other side, but he's trying to argue something that he just can't argue about the placement of all these MS-13 types and all this other stuff. At minimum, they'll cause substantial chaos in this country if they get armed. That at minimum. I think our military and police forces will, in fact, do something about it. And you will find the rounding up of the usual suspects at some point, MS-13 and other types, because they're here. They are here. And you cannot deny that. And they've been embedded here and been coming here for a reason for a long time. Hello? And now we've got the big tip of the spear coming, which is this mass of humanity challenging our border, our security. And we have every right to secure it. That's why we asked the president to secure the border. That's his job. He takes an oath to do that. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states that. Read it. Well, hell, I'll read it for you. By the way, it's grievance 40 day for New California. In the next hour, I'm going to read you the whole thing. But I do want to do right now is I want to, as soon as I can get the grievance. Where is grievance 40? Oh, I've got grievance 8. This is what Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states. Suck it up, buttercup. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. These words that were written in about 1783 haven't changed since. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. That's the first thing that there were, I mean, the second part of the guarantee clause. Protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. This is the first one of the first orders of business of the President of the United States is to protect us from invasion. He's got to do that. And what do we have coming right now? An invasion. It's already happening at the border. An invasion is happening. And he has to pull the plug on it. He does. He's the president. This is what presidents do. This is how they're supposed to behave. They're following the Constitution. And, of course, he's being hindered by California, as an example, who's throwing up sanctuary state things all the time. And, of course, the sanctuary state status of counties and cities throughout the nation. These are all part of this invasion process. And they have to be taken down. That's becoming ever more apparent, isn't it? Absolutely, it is. So that's why I say, ladies and gentlemen, we must put a stop to this now. Right now. It's our opportunity to do just that. So let me read that again to you so it sinks in. The President of the United States takes an oath to the Constitution. And in the Constitution, it spells out what he has to do, and also anybody else who takes the oath, I might add, to the Constitution. So all of you oath keepers out there, all of you people who have taken the oath, all of you people that have been in the military, all of you people that are sitting on boards or whatever, including myself, this is your job. This is it. The United States, this is Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. And right now we have a dictatorship. We have a democracy, not a republican form of governance in this state, in this nation, and especially in this state. And, this is the second part, and shall protect each of them against invasion. Hello? Invasion from Mexico? What about California? What about Nevada? What about New Mexico and Arizona and Texas? What about them? And on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. There it is. That's it. That's what the president must do. And calling up the troops would be a part of that. And when we get into the next hour, I'll read to you some of the salient parts of why the president has to do what he has to do to stop this invasion. Are there going to be people hurt? We pray not. But remember, it is not the president who started this. It is our Congress who fails to act when asked upon by the president to pass laws, and they have failed to pass any meaningful reform of all the things that are acting as inducements for these illegals to come in caravans. That's the key thing. That's the key thing. Anyway, we're coming up against the end of the hour. Do you believe that? Amazing. Amazing. Anyway, we got a lot more coming at you here on the second hour of Agenda 21 Radio. I want to remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, please visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. 40th grievance. We've been at this bad boy for 40 weeks reading grievances, and we have 55 more weeks to go. Marathon grieving. You know, these guys thought that they were going to escape after 40 weeks. And we said, nah, you know, I think we got content for a lot more. Let's go for another 55 weeks. There'll be a total of 95 grievances to be read against the state of California. I think we have enough content to go even more. We could double it. So another 55 coming your way. There'll be grievance 41 read next week, believe it or not. And some of your counties will be able to read grievances, which is going to be kind of interesting. We're putting together the counties that are going to start stepping out and reading their own grievances. You know, I think San Diego County is one of the first ones. They're ready to go. They're ready to rock and roll number 41. And 40 is just going to be a hot spot, let me tell you. Wait till you hear what we have to say in the next hour. Grievance 40. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news or a21r.com.
And also, New California State, big article again in Epoch Times about New California. And thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.